Continuing with our short ideas, he quotes Hey Tishrei. He quotes the name of the Maimer Messiah b'mitzvah Kibud Av V'Em v'Midas Hakar Satov. He says that Hey Tishrei has to do with Hakar Satov and Kibud Av V'Em specifically. He Rav Shor quotes the Tzvasemes in Shabbos Shuva Tuf Reish Samachay. We quoted this a few days ago, that the 10 days of Aseres Yemei Tshuva are keneged, they correspond to the Aseres HaDibros, 10 and 10. 10 days of Aseres Yemei Tshuva, 10 days, 10 of Aseres HaDibros. What is the 5th day of Aseres Yemei Tshuva? It's the 5th of the Aseres HaDibros, which is Kibud Av V'Em. Says Rav Shor, and quotes the Kli Yakar, what's the whole essence, what's the DNA, what's the pnimius of Kibud Av V'Em? The pnimius and the reason of Kibud Av V'Em is to have a Hakaras HaTov. L'fi she'tam she'mitzvas Kibud Av V'Em, hu she'roi lachlo kavod, To be able to bring Hakar Satov from your parents, once you have Hakar Satov for your parents, and you'll be also have Hakar Satov to their bonushom, says the Kli Yakar. The panemius of Kibud Av V'Em is to be thankful to your parents, and to really, and to ultimately channel that gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what the Kli Yakar said. It's not just about having a Hakaras HaTov to your parents, but realizing why do you even have parents in itself. That's why it starts at that Kibud Av V'Em could really go Ben Adam L'Chaver and Ben Adam L'Malkam, then two halves. Because really at the end of the day, when you're honoring your parents, you're also honoring their bonus shalom. But he says the whole essence of this day is one of a Hakaras HaTov. And he says this is a Sod Yisod Shel Tshuva. She Yisod HaAvodah Shel Tshuva. Ayin She'odah Makir Tovosu V'Chazadah V'Chakadosh Baruch Hu Imo. But a foundation of tshuva is knowing and recognizing and thanking the Ribbono Shel Olam for all that the good that He gives us. V'azu yodeas golda chiyuva l'kayim es chayv shelo klapi Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Kashay hori nishmasu l'olam she'azar soni yisbaruch shemo. And then the more we thank the Ribbono Shel Olam, the more we recognize, the more we realize how much we have to be able to do and to be able to act and to perform for the Ribbono Shel Olam. He says, Kibud Av V'Em, the Kli Yakar says, is to bring honor to your parents, to be gratitude to your parents, but to also to be have gratitude to their bonus shalom. And he said, this is the yisod of tshuva. Yisod of tshuva is recognizing that everything comes for their bonus shalom, to be thankful for their bonus shalom. The more we thank their bonus shalom, the more we realize them in our lives. The Rav Shor doesn't quote this, but other Sfarim quoted as well. Rav Hutner says, how do you say gratitude in Hebrew? Hoda, modim. How do you say admit? Modeh. Because when you thank someone, you're admitting to them, you couldn't do it without them. What better message is there for tshuva? Tshuva, we have the ability to erase our previous sins. What an amazing opportunity to thank the Ribbono Shel Olam, to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The more we thank Him, the more we are admitting to Him, we couldn't do anything and everything with our lives. And this Rav Shor actually says the Tachlis HaBriyah, the reason of creation was for us to be able to recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He quotes the pasuk in Shmos, Reishis Bikurei Amascha, by talking about the mitzvah of Bikurim. He says the whole essence of the mitzvah of Bikurim was one of recognizing HaKadosh Baruch Hu and giving Hakaras HaTov. And what was the first sin in the world? The first sin of the world was not having a Hakaras HaTov. Right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Adam and Chava to eat from any tree in the vineyard, and they had it. They didn't look at it as 99%. They said that 1%. That's what happened. Says the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Hey Amid Beis. Rav Shor quotes it. Shekafar betova. Right? The pasuk says he nasna libi na'is va'achal. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks Adam, how could you sin? He says he blames his wife instead of thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for blessing him with a soulmate. He says, you know what? She's the one who caused me to sin. Shekafar betova shi ha'isha shanasan lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He blamed HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is the reason I sinned. It's because of her. It was a kafui tov. He wasn't giving HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And says of short, he finishes up with such a beautiful three lines. Nimsa. Shetikun l'chet Adam Rishon. We want to fix Adam Rishon's first chet. Ayidei laharbos HaKadosh Baruch Hu tov. Ayidei zeh yiskayim b'no. Ubalat Zion Goel. You want to know how to remove sin? The first sin of the world. The first sin of the world came from a lack of gratitude. Adam and Chava, they had everything. Adam had his wife to be a soulmate, to be a helpmate. And at the end of the day, he didn't realize the Hakaras HaTov that he should have had to the Baruch Hu. Instead, he blamed her. And therefore, that's when chet came into the world. That's when sin came into the world. Our job at Aseres Yemei Tshuva is to erase sin, is to remove transgression, to remove the impurity. And the more we focus on Hakaras HaTov to the Ribbono Shel Olam, the more we thank the Ribbono Shel Olam, the more we recognize Him, the more we'll be tapped into what tshuva is all about. As Rav Shor says, Yesod HaAvodah Shel Tshuva, Adi She'odah Makir Tovosa V'Chasadah V'Shakadosh Baruch Hu Imo. The Yesod of tshuva is to recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu's loving kindness, to recognize it, to be grateful, to be so have so much gratitude for the Ribbono Shel Olam. for all the chesed that he's blessed us with. We should be zocher to take this message of the Svasemis that the fifth day of the Aseret Dibros, which is Kibud Av Aim, which Kliyakar tells us the whole essence of Kibud Av Aim is to be thankful to your parents, but to ultimately be thankful to be covered to the Rabbonu Shalom. And the more we're thankful to the Rabbonu Shalom, the more we'll be blessed to have tshuva, the more we'll be at tachas abriya of recognizing the Rabbonu Shalom in our lives, and the more we'll be able to put the fruit back on the tree and to really bring kavod shemaim to the world by recognizing and thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu and seeing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The more we thank Him, the more we'll see Him. And that is the message of the day of the Hei Tishrei, but really every day of Aser Simi Tshuva. The more you think, the more we'll be able to do tshuva and to repent to come closer to the Baruch Shem Shkoch.